SRN.
1690 AM, Riverside, Iowa, and around the world on the Stardust Radio Network. www.stardustradio.com.
Are you looking for an internet radio station with a unique blend of talk radio and an eclectic musical flavor? Join Stardust Radio today at www.stardustradio.com, where talent and technology meet.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, another Tuesday evening episode of Talk of the Town right here live in Riverside, Iowa. I'm your host, Jeff Showalter, and for the next hour or so, we're going to be talking about what's going on for the future of Riverside in 2014, and that brings me to our very special guest, Mr. Rusty Rogerson, the City Administrator of Riverside, Iowa. Welcome to the show, and you are on the air.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jeff. I'm glad to be here.
Well, Rusty, tonight, I would like to have you, if you could, inform our listeners of what exactly is on the menu for 2014. But first, before we do that, let's find out, if it's okay with you, a little bit about who Mr. Rusty Rogerson is. If you could just give us a little bit of background, if you could, sir.
Sure, I'd be glad to. Born in Alaska, raised in Mississippi, and called Burlington, Iowa, home. My father was in the military. But I went to school most of the years in Burlington, married my high school sweetheart, went to college, got a bachelor's degree at Truman State University. Then I went to work for the Iowa Department of Corrections and started as a correctional officer, worked my way through the system, spent the last 25 years as a prison warden, mental health superintendent. Took early retirement of July 2006 and have had a great life. Got two great kids, eight grandchildren, and couldn't ask for anything more.
Well, Rusty, what with all of that colorful background, especially hailing from the fine state of Alaska, you probably can relate to the temperatures we're experiencing here this winter, but what brought you to Riverside, Iowa? Are you from here, or did you?
No, raised basically in Burlington. I ran the prison at Oakdale, which is just north there of the Coral Ridge Mall on Highway 965, and I had got transferred to that location from Rockwell City, Iowa, which is a small rural community in northwest Iowa. I didn't want my kids to go to a larger school system, so we chose Riverside, and then we lived there for 17 years. If you talk to either one of my kids, they will tell you they're from Riverside, Iowa, even though neither one of them were born there or that. But we consider Riverside our home.
Well, Rusty, that's one thing that we have a common air on tonight, everybody listening. Everybody listening within the sounds of our voices this evening on AM, you guys are here in Riverside, Iowa, and this is your home. And tonight, Rusty, we're going to talk about the future of Riverside in 2014. We had a brand new election. We've got a brand new city council. There's been some developments down there regarding your title down there. And if you could, Rusty, tell us about what exactly transpired regarding you got a promotion, which I say congratulations, but now you are not only the administrator, but you are the finance officer in some sort.
Economic Development Director, and then Laura Young is the clerk and the finance officer for the city. So I took on the economic development work that needs to be done to help Riverside grow and prosper.
Well, you know, Rusty, why don't we just take it from there and go forward? Since you are now the economic development director, and you guys have put together a comprehensive plan, let's just go to that segment of the plan and talk about economic development for Riverside in 2014. What sort of things will us as the citizens see this year?
Well, the comprehensive plan, of course, is like a roadmap. It, you know, it shows you all kinds of things you can do, and doesn't restrict you as to where you go. For example, they said that Riverside would be very, very foolish not to take the Captain Kirk birthplace and the whole Star Trek thing as far as we could possibly take it. I know that can be controversial at times, but they said, you know, it's, the city's already branded itself, and when you talk to people in Des Moines or you talk to someone in New York and you say Riverside, Iowa, future birthplace of Captain Kirk, you'd be amazed at the number of people who know that. So they said we should really work hard at trying to find ways to continue that theme throughout, like downtown, in those areas. They laid out some areas where we should really work hard at building some multifamily housing units. The availability of apartments or, you know, condos is really slim pickings in Riverside, and we get phone calls at City Hall every week about, do you know a place to rent? And they said that we should really look for a developer who could help us put some multifamily units up by the grade school. They also identified need for some additional senior housing, ground-level townhouses. And in the comp plan, which is available on the website, you can just click on the link and read the whole thing. They gave some designs for some, you know, one-story, easily accessible, reasonably priced townhomes that maybe some of our senior citizens would be interested in, which then opens the market for the big old houses that they live in town now and have lived there for years. It puts them up for sale and available for, you know, young families to purchase and to move to town.
Well, Rusty, would you say regarding what you just went over, would you say that this is pretty common for a small town of this size in the Midwest? Are there comparisons to different growth spurts, different expansions, infrastructure, all the things that I'm looking at on the comprehensive plan at you guys' webpage right now?
Yeah, we're much further ahead than a lot of communities our size because, you know, of a relatively new water and wastewater plant that were built to handle additional capacity. And our volunteer fire department and a rating that they just received that makes them, you know, really all-stars in firefighting. And that all has impact. Yes, we have stormwater issues, and we're beginning to address those. Hope to, at a work session that we canceled last night because it was so cold, we're going to have again on Thursday, start identifying some streets that instead of putting the chip seal down, that we would grind all of that off, recycle that product, and then put curbs and gutters in, and, you know, either go to concrete or asphalt. And it'll take 10 years to do the whole town. But, you know, I'm hoping to convince the council to lay out that plan and get that started. That then leads to sidewalks and safe routes to school and all the things that small communities should have.
Well, Rusty, here, looking at the comprehensive plan and looking at what you guys have regarding the streets themselves and the curbs and the type of surface material that's environmentally friendly for filtering off groundwater and stuff, that's really nice. In fact, I encourage everybody to go to the City of Riverside's webpage and take a look at this. And I would also like to say, Rusty, that the steering committee, who was a major part of this that I can see, did a wonderful job. This is top drawer.
Yeah, really, I was very happy with the number of people who attended the meetings and truly showed an interest. and care about Riverside, and just gave of themselves so much. And that forms the basis then for support for, you know, for other projects that, you know, we identify that need to be done. I had a meeting today with, we own some land out by the medical clinic. There's three lots out there. There, nothing's occurred. No one's made an offer to buy those. Met with a developer today and a commercial real estate firm, trying to see what we can do to put some additional businesses out there by Scandinavian Interiors, because that vacant land out there, the city owns that.
That would be a good place. What about in the future for our downtown? Do you envision a complete rehab down there? And I do see things in the plan here making reference to rehabilitation of downtown. But do you think we'll see something in 2014 that will start moving that direction?
Yeah, I do. Of course, we've had some businesses buy buildings now and move. For example, Attitudes and Dance. Lindsay bought the building across the street and redid it for her dance studio. Very nice addition to town. She had been renting space right there next to City Hall. Jonathan Horde's moving his bakery down to where City Hall was when I lived in Riverside, in the building that Joan and Jim Bex owned for years. I'm hearing that the space that Jonathan is in right now with his bakery is already rented, and so as soon as he's done remodeling and moves, that space will fill. I wrote a grant. Diamond Vogel Paints is an Iowa company, and small towns of 5,000 or less, you can send them a letter identifying the need, and they donate paint. So I did submit a letter for that, and hoping that we get selected and we get some free paint and get some volunteers and work with property owners downtown to at least, you know, get some paint on some of these buildings and make them look like they're, you know, vibrant and active and those kinds of things.
Well, you know, Rusty, and looking at this plan and the people that worked on this, they pretty much thought of everything. But just teeing off from what you just said, wouldn't it be cool going back to the Star Trek, what's made Riverside for the last going on 30 years, pretty much put it on the map, wouldn't it be cool to take dress up them storefronts with that free paint, and then put Star Trek murals regarding Trek Fest in any of the empty storefronts to fill that up and give it some life?
Yeah, I talked with someone about that today, about the possibility of meeting with the owners of some of these vacant buildings and getting some paintings done that would fit right exactly inside those windows and continue that theme. I'm also talking with the company over in Chicago, Illinois, that this year, again, Iowa City Corville is repeating Paint the Herky contest, where there's a statue of Herky and businesses buy them, I think, and then paint them and put them in front of their business. I'm talking to them about statues of Captain Kirk and Spock and a couple of the other characters. I'm wanting them to be heavy enough they can't get stolen and durable enough that they can be outside 365 days a year and get those down on the sidewalks on Main Street.
That would certainly be an attraction regarding the Trek Fest. Now, I've heard a lot about Trek Fest, the 30-year anniversary, and all I hear is it's going to be absolutely mind-blowing. It's going to be the biggest thing in 30 years. Is there anything that you can share with us tonight regarding the subject of Trek Fest 2014?
Well, thrilled that, you know, that the community club is still as active as it was. I was president of it twice while I lived here. I haven't seen all the details. We'll review their, they've submitted their hotel motel grant, which the city gives to nonprofit, you know, donations to nonprofits. So I think it's going to depend on some funding. They're out already, working with some bigger corporate sponsors. So yeah, I think they're trying their best to just make it as big as they possibly can. And you know, they're talking about a rodeo. They're talking about all kinds of things. So I'll be anxious when they get it more finalized and we can start really promoting that.
Well, I tell you, I remember the year that they did have a rodeo, and that was very well done, and it was a hit.
Yeah, that's what people say. That's when I lived away from here, and so I missed out on those. Well, we got a grant from the Washington County Riverboat Foundation, and I just want to say thank you to them. They're very generous. After the baseball season's over, we'll be replacing the concession stand down at Hall Park. The plan is to tear the old one down and place the new one right in about that same spot. It'll have some overhangs on it to provide some shade down there for persons watching ball games, but all new restrooms and a larger secure storage space for the Ball Association.
I've also seen down there, Rusty, that we've got a bunch of new parking spaces that have just appeared by the Red Barn. That's something relatively new also, isn't it?
Yes. When we had to run the lines for the new lift station for the wastewater system, I suggested that we turn that into diagonal parking. At each end will be handicap accessible spots. The sidewalk now is handicap accessible in front of those parking spots. That sidewalk then carries down all the way to the barn. It comes from River Street all the way down to the barn. There's 17 spots there. So that'll be a nice addition.
That will be a nice addition. And ladies and gentlemen, we've already seen a couple examples, new parking spots. We're going to get a new concession stand. I'm sure the Ball Association is really going to like that, and that's going to be nice for everybody that goes to enjoy those games and park and events in the park to have a brand new bathroom facility down there.
Yeah, that old one there, that needs to be gone. It's not accessible. It doesn't meet any of the standards or codes. So we're going to combine it with the concession stand and the storage unit. And I'm looking forward to having that's going to be a great addition to the park.
That definitely is. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what we're all looking for. Everybody that's listening to this is applauding this, Rusty. This is a great thing to see that you guys have what looks to be a plan, a good one, and forward momentum, meaning that you planned something and now you're making it happen. That's a refreshing thing in Riverside, Iowa, in my opinion. Anyway, Rusty, let's go to the community center. Are we going to see that site picked this year? And if so, might we see even groundbreaking in the next 24 months?
I sure hope so. I really do. I'm glad I'm not on the council because I'm not sure they'll be any winners in that decision. There seems to be a strong group that support the downtown as a location for the community center, and I can see their point of view. And there's equally a strong group that wants that community center built out by the elementary school, and I can see their points too. So I'm hoping that we can get there and get a decision made so that we could at least get an architectural firm that saw the land and could see the land and then do up some elementary drawings for us of how it looks and how it's going to sit on the property and in relationship to whatever it's next to. So, yeah, I'm hoping that this summer we'll start debating that as to where that should go.
That's going to be pretty exciting. Can you give our listeners a summary of some of the things that we might find within this community center should it come to fruition?
Well, I think what we're going to have to do, you know, the city joined with the Y. We wrote a group grant to the Riverboat Foundation to do a feasibility study about whether Washington, Iowa could build a new Y and whether Riverside could support a community center. So I think what the plan will be to build a basic structure that would have a gym in it that could be used for wedding receptions and parties also, and maybe some side smaller rooms with some weightlifting equipment or whatever, and that that building be capable of being added on to as money, you know, comes in. The fundraising for it is going to be the most important part. There's the Shatner money and the interest that it earned, which is now about $112,000. The city has set aside some money. We had our first private donation at a council meeting 2 weeks ago from a citizen towards the community center. So we got to get that ball rolling and start gathering some funds.
That's really exciting, though, to see that when people come forward and make a personal donation to a project like that. You know what? If that, and I'm not going to be, we don't have to get into any in-depth discussion of where this is going to be in town, but let's just say hypothetically it was downtown. Wouldn't it be cool if part of it was the Shatner Wing or the Shatner Center? You follow me?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities.
And I think that would be a direction we would go unless, you know, someone pops up out of the woodwork and says, here's the money and name it after Grandma, and we'd be glad to do that. But, yeah, you know, if we don't have a big major contributor who wants some naming rights, you know, to it, that we should use the, you know, the whole Star Trek theme as for the naming in the rooms and the street that pulls into it or whatever.
Wouldn't it be exciting even, Rusty, to have it look like the inside of the ship as a decor?
Yeah, I think there's all kinds of possibilities. I was thinking about the other day, you know, even the exterior of the facility covered with the right material, lighted in the correct way, could really look like something from space.
Yes, that's exciting. Now, Rusty, I know that people are thinking, looking at this comprehensive plan, and again, I'm encouraging everybody to go to the City of Riverside's webpage and click on the link, and it's a PDF file, and you can download this, and you can take a look at it. But where do you think, Rusty, how can our little town of 1,000 people, how can we pay for this? Do you guys have an economic plan?
No, and we're kind of, you know, we're ending the annexation agreement with the casino. It expires July 31st, 2014. And that was about $1.75 million a year that the casino gave to the city of Riverside. The management ownership of the hotel and the casino are not willing to discuss renewal or anything about that agreement until after a decision is made concerning Cedar Rapids, whether they obtain a license or not. That decision, unfortunately, won't be made till June. And we have to certify the budget by March 15th. So once that decision is made, depending on what the decision is, you know, then we'll start talking with the casino about the law requires the casino to pay some money to each city where a casino is located. But it isn't at the level that we're receiving now. So it is going to take, you know, a lot of private donations, fundraisers, you know, that kind of stuff. And it may take a while, but I think we have to get started. You have to start somewhere.
Well, we do have to start. Do you see, and I know this is one of those these questions that no one wants to hear the answer for, the casino, as long as it's been down there, obviously it's done a world of good for Riverside, Iowa. I can attribute many things that they've helped us get, literally drinking water, fire station, etc. They've been great to us, and we understand business is business. Do you see a property tax hike in our future?
Well, I'm not sure one. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm not sure one can be avoided, Jeff. The property taxes when I lived in Riverside were $8.10 per thousand of evaluation. And then when the casino came, then they lowered them. Well, that casino money isn't going to come. But you still have to support the city. So, I mean, that's strictly up to the council. I will tell you that Riverside is one of the lowest of the 900-plus cities in the state of Iowa as far as tax evaluation.
Wow, that's interesting in its own self. And people do have to realize we've got to fix certain things in this town. Infrastructure,
right.
Appearance, all these issues.
When I hear citizens tell me, you know, how high their property taxes are, I have to chuckle. I actually have to chuckle. The tax rate in Ainsworth, Iowa, is almost 10%.
And what are we running here?
$5.10 per thousand.
So if we did have to go up, do you think we'd see a drastic hike, or would this be something?
I don't know. Last year we proposed going to $6.10, you know, just to gradually take it up. So we'll see. You know, I have a printout of every town in Iowa and what their tax, you know, rate is, and anyone's welcome to look at it, or you can go to the Iowa Department of Management's website and get it yourself. The tax, what people don't understand is, you know, it's not just the city of Riverside that's taxing your property. It's the school system, it's the county, you know, and all combined, then that makes, you know, the combined tax rate. And so it's going to be interesting because, like I said, I cannot certify, I can certify 1/12, 1 month's worth of the $1.75 million because we will get July's.
Wow.
And our fiscal year begins July 1st. So I can take $1,750,000 divided by 12, and I can certify that 1 month's worth of income revenue.
Well, Rusty, I think we have a caller if you'd like to take a call. Well,
sure.
Well, it stopped ringing. Let me remind people of that. Ladies and gentlemen, the phone lines are open. If you do got a question for Rusty, you can call us right now at 648-5143. If you're outside of Riverside, that's 877-213-4329. Locally, 648-5143. And it did ring just a moment ago, so if you called, call back, and I'll give you the mic. Rusty, we're on the topic of taxes. You know, if we've got it cheap and we've got to fix things, we kind of have to go there to get it fixed. We all want to have a better town. We want to be pretty much, we want to get all the things that are on the comprehensive plan pretty much put in place, and that's not going to come free.
No, and we're in a good position because Riverside is debt-free. We paid off the fire station early. We paid that off last year and save thousands of dollars in interest. So each year in December, I have to certify to the county auditor the debt level because constitutionally each town has a debt level that they can only borrow so much and be so far in debt. And for the last 2 years, we've certified zero debt.
Now, that was my next question, and you've just answered it. That in itself has got to be unique from what I've seen in other towns here in eastern Iowa, some that were ridiculously in debt. So
oh, yes.
Would it go to say that that casino sitting down the road with its great food and fun machines, if you choose to go in there, had something to do with getting Riverside in the condition that we are financially now? I mean, in a positive
way. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. To have that amount of cash infused into the budget, and then the percentage that the foundation, who holds the license for the casino, the money, that the millions of dollars that that foundation has given away. And there is absolutely no requirement in the law for the foundation to give anyone anything. And there's foundations that hold license for other casinos in Iowa that don't give out much money at all. I'm not sure what they do with the money. But this Washington County Riverboat Foundation has been very generous with communities and funded some major projects.
I've seen countless names and organizations locally in here that have benefited from that. So that's a good thing. But the reality of it is what you're telling us and what we can see, the casino is no longer going to be the proverbial cash cow. So reality is going to strike home. We got a new council. We got a new guy at the helm. You've been promoted as the economic development director. So you're the guy of the hour, Rusty. What else do you think it's going to take to get this town focused and united for the future in that comprehensive plan?
Well, I know it takes give and take. And people have to be a little more flexible and be willing to at least talk and make compromises. This planting your feet in concrete and not willing to budge an inch over an issue in today's world, and it's not just in Riverside, it happens all over, that just leads to dysfunction. You may not want the community center downtown, but if that's what's chosen and you want a community center where your kids can go shoot baskets when it's a night like this, or your daughter's getting married and you need a venue where you can feed, 300 people supper and have a dance, then you should get behind it, even though it isn't where you wanted it to be. And that's going to be the sell. That's where we're going to have to get out. And that's why I think it's important that council make a decision so that we can have some drawings of this is what it's going to look like on the outside and this is what it's going to look like on the inside. And these are the things that we can do with this building.
Wow. It sounds really, really good. And actually, it would fit in theme with what you guys are trying to do, and this is another controversy. Some people can't stand Star Trek, Rusty.
Oh, I know that.
<You know? laughs>
Yeah, I've heard it a ton. I'm not a Trekkie. I am not a Trekkie. I'm not sure I could tell you I've even seen a full episode or a movie. But when I lived in Riverside, and like I said, I was president twice, I saw it as a celebration for the community. I saw it as a time for people to come together, volunteer, and make something happen, and use what you earn off of that for the benefit of the community. And somewhere that's gotten lost. And, we have to work towards that. I don't know all the history about how, why, and I don't care because it's immaterial, it's history. But that's one of the reasons I thought we would try the Blues Fest last year to see if we could pull members of the community together around a single purpose, and I think we were relatively successful at it. So whether you like Star Trek or not, it's America. You have a choice. Don't go if you don't like it.
Absolutely.
Don't go. Because there'll be people that'll go.
Thousands of people.
thousands
of people go to that.
I'm the person who brought the State Fair talent search to Riverside, and the first year we did it on a flatbed semi, and then that led to the stage, then the covered stage, and all that stuff. And I used to MC a lot of the stuff down there. I don't know these characters. I mean, I knew who Spock was, and I knew who was trying to be Captain Kirk, but I didn't know the names of all these other, dudes. But it was fun. It made some money, which helped tons of organizations over the years. The Rat Club basically gives away everything it makes, and that's what a nonprofit's supposed to do.
Well, Rusty, I myself am an avid Star Trek fan. I have all the Time Life series of every single Star Trek episode there was. I even have, believe it or not, which I acquired at TrekFest over the last 10 years, I have a phaser, a prop, and I have it signed by four of the special guests that came to town.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's really cool. And wouldn't that be a cool thing to put in the community center in a glass case?
Right.
You know, things like that. So, no, some
my
people don't like it.
My son loved Star Trek. He, in a box, in a storage unit that I have, he has a Millennium Falcon model.
Wow.
Huge. I mean, it's huge. And so, yeah, there's people out there. And you're right, Jeff. That's the kind of stuff that, you know, would be cool to be on display and let other people, you know, who drive by or come. We have people all the time, not so much in the winter, but I was just shocked last spring and summer, the number of people who stop at City Hall and because they couldn't find where the birthplace was because the signage is not good down there. But they had been to the museum and they had, you know, taken their picture with the starship and they had come off the interstate. They have driven that 25 miles off Interstate 80 on their way cross country to see it.
I've seen countless people there by the museum right there on Highway 22.
Yep.
Out of their vehicles, taking pictures by that ship.
Yep.
Yeah, Star Trek's a great thing. And Riverside has made a namesake for it. And has been acknowledged by Gene Roddenberry and Paramount Pictures and all them different organizations that are party to Star Trek. And I think it's a great thing. And we're going to have a great Star Trek festival this year, I'm sure. It will be hot and sweaty and a good time as always. And everybody listening, mark it on your calendar. Rusty, what else can this town do to dig in and get forward momentum? How can we move forward?
Well, I've thought about that a lot, and I've lined up a couple of things this summer where I'm going to be looking for volunteers, and I think it's going to, I see it that as the starting point. I'll give you an example. I have a family in Riverside, has a special needs child. They need a new sidewalk from their garage to the house. They're not capable financially of doing that. I've already talked to some of the concrete guys and that need to round up the people and go over there, tear out that tiny little narrow sidewalk that was put in there in the 40s and lay an appropriate sidewalk so this child has access to her home. And I think you do that by getting people together and, you know, working together. And the painting of downtown, if we get the paint, I'm hoping to gather a very diverse group of people and kids and that to help with that project and work together. Very, very short-term goal, get these buildings painted, you know, get this painted. But I think that's what it takes. I think that's what we're missing.
I totally agree with you, and those are great ideas. And I'd like to reiterate what I've seen after the election. Driving out of town, one of the candidates put on their sign next to their business, they thanked Riverside for the election outcome, and they said, most importantly, Rusty, they said, let's pull together. And I think that candidate represented on that sign that he wanted the town to pull together. And things such as what you're talking about, how can people that disagree not be able to get together and agree to put in a sidewalk for a kid like that? That's a great idea.
Oh, I know it. And like I said, talked with this mom last year and, you know, and it got around to this part of the conversation that, you know, her child, who is still somewhat mobile, except at home, on the sidewalk from their back door to their garage. It just wasn't wide enough for her to safely get herself to the vehicle or get back inside the house because it's just too narrow. So, yeah, anyone that could call me up and say, I think that's wrong and you shouldn't do that and I'm not going to help, I'm sorry, I'm going to really have to pray hard for them.
Pretty much. And, Rusty, that brings me to my next question, and that would be, should the people here in town listening to the show or listening to it later in the download, if they've got an idea or if they've got something, what you've just described in that type of situation or that type of character, can they call you guys down there at City Hall? Is that how can the citizens that might want to come up with ideas such as that, that can just start pulling the neighborhoods together, that in turn will pull the town back together?
Yeah, absolutely. Call me, or you can click on the contact us button on the website and send an email, and I can call you, or, you know, we have lots of people stop by City Hall and just chit-chat, so... Yeah, any of those kinds of things. If we can just pull together and involve people, I think it's a step in the right direction. The where I got the idea, I knew the concession stand was bad at Hall Park. Okay, I knew it was bad when I lived here, but it wasn't at the top of my list. But I put on the city's Facebook page asking for some ideas last year for grants that could be written to the Riverboat Foundation. And that Hall Park came up, I think, twice. And I wrote the grant, and we got it. And so that was an original idea that I had. And we're at that place again. It's time. I have to write the spring ones here in March. And so I'm looking for ideas from anyone or everyone of things they think, you know, we could do with partial funding from the riverboat and some good hard volunteer labor and maybe some donated materials or something of another project that we could do.
Well, Rusty, it seems like the city of Riverside and what you guys got going on over there and the people involved, the people on the steering committee for the comprehensive plan, they all seem to be quite well focused. And I got to say again, that plan is impressive. I've lived here for quite a while. I've heard all kinds of different ideas and points of view. But when the rubber hits the road and you can look at something that's that well put together and that well thought out and then find somebody to put the plan in action and cause it to happen. And that tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to the guy, Mr. Rusty Rogerson. He's the guy in the hot seat tonight who is telling us how they're just going to put this together and it's going to work. And, Rusty, I think it will.
I do, too. There hadn't been a comprehensive plan in Riverside for years, which is kind of funny because if you have a planning and zoning commission, you have to have a comprehensive plan. So, I convinced the council of that. I was aware of this company. I'd seen they did the comprehensive plan that redesigned the entire square in Washington, Iowa, that brought it to what it is today, because I did a lot of research on them. And they have an excellent plan. And, yeah, baby steps at first, absolutely. Hard decisions by the council, yeah, they've got some coming up. But we need to get together here and make it happen. And those who want to say nay, go ahead. Say nay. Just don't bother me with it, because I'll be busy helping somebody or working on something.
That's Rusty, I kind of got to respect your attitude with the whole thing because, being the city administrator, you must field all kinds of different points of view. And being able to get on the microphone and just have this, your naysayers go nay in the field next door.
Yeah.
That kind of attitude, how do you do you like your job? Let me ask you that, Rusty.
I love my job. I love Riverside. I consider Riverside, as my home, and there's mundane stuff that you have to do and that, but where I love talking to citizens. We have more and more coming in and paying their water bill in person instead of slipping it through that night slot, gotten to know a lot of the senior citizens, because we make an effort and go down to senior dining as often as we can. So I really enjoy that. But, after all my years in prison work, those who want to say, nay, you can't do that, I don't like that, we'll never get that done. Well, they're not helping, so I'm not going to invest a whole lot of time.
Absolutely.
You can go home and say that in the mirror, and maybe you'll get some satisfaction from it. But if I'm busy working and trying to move forward, you telling me I can't or it's wrong or we shouldn't just motivates me even more.
Well, Rusty, what I want to see happen and what we've been discussing tonight is the future of Riverside. And no matter what happened last week, last month, last year, you can't get it back. It's pointless to even talk about it because it's done, over with. Let's move forward. And I got to come to one just a little bit tough question.
Okay.
Not too tough. Not controversial either.
All right.
In your opinion, as a city administrator, do we have a strong city council, and can the council that we have in place now get this done?
I believe they can. And they, that's a strong group of strong-willed people. And if they can get past whatever has thrown them in a tizzy in the past years and work together, and I think they have worked together. I mean, we didn't get enough money from the riverboat to build the concession stand. The council agreed 5-0 last year to set some money aside in hopes that we would get some money. And so they can do good things, and they can work together. And they, like I say, they're going to have some tough decisions ahead, and hopefully that'll pull them together. You know, I've seen many a time where when the going gets tough, everybody kind of joins together and says, this is what we have to do.
Well, Rusty, we certainly, the people that are listening to this show, I'm certain, I'm not trying to speak for anybody, but I'm certain everybody is optimistically looking for a pleasant and productive Riverside, Iowa in 2014 and beyond. And we got a brand new council. We got a brand new city administrator with a promotion to economic development director, which in its own right, Rusty, I got my first request is for you regarding that position in economic development and business attraction. Can you get us a grocery store?
Yeah, I know. I hear that from lots of people. There's just some hard realities about it, but I haven't given up. There are there's a family up in northern Iowa. They had four boys, I believe. Three of them played for the University of Iowa on a football team over the years, and they've gone to towns like Lisbon, Iowa, and opened a grocery store. It took some incentives from the city for them to do that, and Riverside's in a position that they can offer some incentives.
Well, Lone Tree.
Because we are debt-free and, you know, that stuff. So I talked with the commercial real estate people today about our property out there, and, you know, and I told them, I said, you know, people want a grocery store. I said, you know, when there was a grocery store here in town, I know they struggled and ended up having to close it. But let's see if we can find someone. So, yeah, I'm hoping, you know. Grocery store, hotel, you know, really at this point out there to increase the tax base, I'm ready for about anything.
Well, I see in the comprehensive plan that ideally, if we could find spaces for maybe 100 new single-family dwellings, that would put us in that curve that I think that we all sat down here and watched North Liberty go through, North Liberty, Iowa go through, which was absolutely just unbelievable, the growth spurt they went through. Do you see that? Do you see us being the anchor on the southern end of what they call the corridor?
Yeah, I do. And in fact, the city managers from Riverside, excluding Iowa City and Coralville, to North Liberty and like Kelowna and Wellman and that, we formed a group, and we call ourselves the corridor managers. And we didn't include Iowa City and Coralville on purpose, because they don't have anything really in common. North Liberty has this tremendous growth that just occurred. I mean, boom. And then those of us who are trying to spur activity and growth that we can learn from them. So we're a pretty active group, share a lot of information, help each other, and I think we can.
Well, from what I'm seeing here in the comprehensive plan, it looks like, and Rusty, I have to agree with you. And ladies and gentlemen, you may find me agreeing with him, but I'm going to agree with common sense here. Looking at this plan, the first comprehensive plan that I've seen since I've lived here, going on 16 years, and it appears it's going to cost a lot of money, and I imagine if the taxes go up, if we can move forward and we can have a more productive, improved city, then we'll just all have to kind of make
right.
our own decisions
well,
on if we can...
And I mean... People don't, a lot of people I have found don't really understand their property taxes. So, I mean, if you have a $100,000 home, and it's $5.10 per thousand, I mean, the math's pretty simple. So if it's six, it's a dollar more per thousand. So, it's $100 more a year.
I don't think that would make or break anyone.
You divide that in two, it's $50.
Well, it's always a tough thing when you talk about tax increases in a small town.
Oh, absolutely.
It's real controversial. Do you guys have on the agenda, like you were saying, you guys had Blues Fest last year.
Right.
Do you see some summer festivals that the city of Riverside might be putting on this year?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I need council approval. I believe I've been involved in some conversations. It's not my role to share the information about when, but I believe there is, a rodeo, and it may be outside of Trek Fest. My idea for this year is a battle of local bands, and instead of just a straight Blues Fest. And I haven't defined local yet, but, we'll get to that stage, and I like having it down on the street in front of City Hall. I think it, as people drive through, on Highway 22, is very busy, and people see that live activity and the town together and music playing. They'll think, gosh, Riverside really got it going on.
Well, Rusty, that's what we all want to see, Riverside getting it going on where it says – where the trek begins, and maybe this year, from what I'm seeing, we've got a new government, we've got a plan, we've got people motivated, and we're pushing to the next day forward. So I am optimistic that we're going to have success. Because
I'm very optimistic, and I think with the plan, getting some additional single-family home lots available, get a developer to build some multifamily residential stuff, that's all good.
Well, we can expand if we don't have places for people to live.
Right. And,
and
the more places that people have to live, the more they pay taxes, and then you can get to a stable tax rate, and then you don't have to talk about raising the taxes all the time. When the TIF, when the tax increment financing is finally paid off for the casino itself, I mean, Highland School System will see an additional $1 million in tax revenue
per year. That's huge for a small town.
Well, I mean, they should be the best school district ever. And, that was one of the reasons my wife and I picked Riverside is we looked at the school system. We looked at Lone Tree. We looked at Mid Prairie and that. And, we decided we were going to put our kids in Highland, and we did. And we're very thankful that we did. But, you infuse another $1 million into that school system, that's awesome. And when that's paid off in a couple of years, the city gets $300,000 additional.
Wow. Well, we're not in that bad of shape then.
We're going to make it. It's going to be tough for a year or two here, but we're going to make it.
Well, Rusty, in an essence, for us to make it, We need a plan. We need a team of people that can do it. And us as citizens, looking to you guys as city government, we're depending on you to carry out these actions. That's why we voted everybody in. That's why we have the government that we have. Do you have anything else that you can add as the city administrator of Riverside, Iowa, that's going to be productive to help bond this city back together and move forward?
Yeah, I want to go back to, if you have a neighbor who's struggling or you know, a senior citizen that, you know, needs some help, call me or email me, you know, and I'll put out the word, you know, on the website and Facebook and call you, Jeff, get some volunteers. And I think the more kind of stuff that we do working together, you know, on a single purpose, then you can take the smaller steps and do that, and then you're willing to step up and take the bigger step and do more. So also, any ideas of, you know, grants, I've got a few things written down, but if you have an idea of something that you think that the Riverboat Foundation would consider as partially funding, because they don't fund it 100%, but send me those ideas, because like I said, that's where that Hall Park concession stand, you know, that's where that came from. I knew it was bad, but, you know, I drive through the park once a week to make sure everything's still there. But I haven't worked in the concession stand, you know, for years. You know, my kids are older. I have 8 grandchildren. So, you know, it's been a long time since I worked in the concession stand at Hall Park. So I'm glad it was a couple of young moms whose kids play baseball. They said, please help us. That concession stand and bathroom are gross.
It right, and it's great to see that coming forward. But, Rusty, what I think I learned this evening, and I think a lot of people listening have also come to an understanding that with information, with logical, forward-thinking information, our city does have a future. So if you don't agree, you need to become more open-minded.
A little more flexible here.
More flexibility.
We don't live in a perfect world. I'm more than willing. I don't want anyone to leave tonight's show thinking that I'm unwilling to listen to their views or if they don't agree with something. I will listen, and I've changed my mind 100 times. So I'm not afraid to do that. But if you're just going to stand back and wag your tongue and not help or do anything, I don't really have a whole lot of time.
Well, I totally agree with that thought, Rusty, and I think tonight we made a little bit of headway. We've informed people on exactly what's transpiring, what's taking place, what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to happen in the not-so-distant future, and all of the things that we spoke about this evening are in a forward momentum. What I'd like to see, Rusty, if possible, is other leaders within the community, maybe even some members of city government, to join us here in this type of forum and talk about moving forward in Riverside, Iowa. And Rusty, I'd like to thank you for your time this evening. I think it's been very informative. We didn't get a lot of phone calls. Someone tried to call, but you know what? We didn't get a lot of phone calls where people disagreed with what they heard, because
yeah,
I think it made sense.
I'll come on any time, Jeff. I think information is the key to success, and I think people, you know, it's very easy to stand in your backyard and badmouth the city administrator over the fence, but if you haven't come down and talked to me or listened to why we're going in that direction, not very fair to me. So I'm glad to talk to any group, anytime. I love this kind of stuff, and I want to thank your listeners, especially those who are protecting us tonight from all the evils in the world. And it's been fun. I've enjoyed it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Rusty Rogerson, the city administrator of Riverside, Iowa, and that will bring to a close another episode of Talk of the Town right here in Riverside, Iowa. Join us next Tuesday night for another episode. You guys all be safe and God bless.
SRN.
1690 AM, Riverside, Iowa, and around the world on the Stardust Radio Network. www.stardustradio.com.
Are you looking for an internet radio station with unique